The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Put on there.
You see? Because I got that done. I went in there. Michael didn't want to. I walked in there and said, hey, can you put Dell's name? Because it's Dell and me, and the 10 o'clock hour.
No.
And Michael said, F Dell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's loyal.
Right.
Loyal to who? You?
Them hoes. Yeah.
You're not on the 10 o'clock
right.
hour.
Them hoes ain't loyal.
You're not even on the 10 o'clock hour. What do you mean? Yeah, why would he be loyal to you?
Why can't Dell's name be on there?
He's going to be even more of a problem.
Oh, he's surly. I'm telling you.
This isn't new. This has been going on for like a month now. Even more of a problem. It's not. This didn't just happen today.
No. He's right about you being more of a problem. Okay. Have you noticed him lately? The last month or so?
How was I more of a problem than I've been over the past, I don't know, how many years?
Because of what AOC said over the weekend.
What did she say?
What did she say now?
Well, she's going after.
Now she's going. Look.
Part. I don't know.
She's
There's
going
just
after.
A bunch of infighting.
Yeah,
like, I just saw people saying, AOC, can you just please
wait?
Be quiet? Let us be happy.
They're like, could you wait until after the Georgia runoffs before you start attacking Democrats, please? We're trying to take control of the Senate. Shut your mouth for a couple months, like a month at least.
Why did we?
It's like AJ with Houston Sports.
Did we not?
Just attacks all the time.
Did we not eliminate everyone's student loans yet? Is that what she's pissed about?
No, she's upset about the Democrats' agenda because she's a progressive, part of the left wing of that party, and she's like, oof. We need to do this and this, and they're like,
not listening to me.
They're like, hey, you run in a really Democratic district. Like, there are people who are like, if they nominated a sausage and put Democrat on the ticket, that sausage would win in your district. So relax. Not everyone has that advantage.
Sausage, very best Democratic sausage in New York. Well,
not everyone has the advantage you have.
Well, or Harris County. Same thing.
Well, that's true.
She said, yeah, they're like, hey, don't be telling people how to act. Don't be bringing New York politics into swing states.
Yeah, it's not the same. Like the congressman or woman
people
from...
People in Wisconsin were, we need to get back to doing more of what they're doing in Brooklyn and the Bronx.
Yes, some congressman in Virginia, they had their Democratic caucus call, and she was like, defund the police and Medicare for All almost cost me my election.
No, she said socialism.
Socialism.
Don't you ever say socialism or we'll get ripped the F apart in 2022. That's what she said on a conference call. We will get ripped the
I was destroyed by negative ads.
I'm telling you, don't ever say socialism again or defund the police. And they're like, you are not putting this on us. And I'm just sitting there watching. It's like, wow, this is going to be, now that Joe Biden is going to be president, now what? New fights. Oh, now there's going to be new infighting in Republican Party. And because there'll be Trump versus Trump, the Trump segment versus the rest of the party who wants to maneuver around. And that's going to be the AOC wing versus moderate wing. Like, this is just getting started. There's a whole new thing getting ready to happen.
And then...
Can't wait to hear more from AOC.
And all the money pumped into Georgia to try to win those two seats in a runoff. Oh, that's going to be great for everyone. Yeah, all the moderate Dems are like, look, you are in a district in New York, and one of her buddies, I forgot the woman's name, she's in Minnesota. I'm in Virginia. It don't work the same. I can't run on the things you run on. It ain't going to work for me.
I got news for you. The country is so diverse inside of each population, mm-hmm. and in each state is so different. That's what's crazy about this. The Electoral College, looking at this, I'm like, you know what would make Democrats really, really, really mad is if he would have added Amy Klobuchar as vice president, and yet it would have just been a lock cinch that the swing states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, they would have all gotten in line because she's more moderate or whatever. That would have all fallen in line. It's like, that's what's so crazy is you're trying to win. You already know, like, whoa, I'm super mad. They're like, yeah, but California, New York, you're voting. We don't care. We're getting your votes. If we want to win this election, we got to win these states right here. It's almost like they don't even matter, only that's where the money comes.
Right.
So it really does matter.
It kind of really does.
Now you got Trump saying, do away with Electoral College, and the Democrats are, do away with Electoral College. Like, Electoral College, hey, does anyone like me anymore? Is anyone backing me?
Well, what would Trump have gone with then? Because the popular vote wouldn't have gone as well
guess
either.
What? He lost the popular vote in 2016, and he lost the popular vote here.
Yeah, I hope he's
so
not.
Why
trying
does
to
he
get
want
rid
to get rid of electoral?
I don't know.
Electoral.
I don't know.
Who knows? But you know what I feel great about?
What he should get rid of is daylight savings time. I think we're all
That's a winning ticket.
That is a winning ticket.
That's a winning ticket.
Stupid. Is it? Why hasn't he gotten rid of Lance though?
Oh,
wait. Do you think President Trump said we got to get rid of Lance at 10 o'clock?
If he would have ran on defund Lance, I'm like, he may have my vote. Defund Zuerlein.
Go watch Dave Chappelle's intro. Very anti-white.
What?
Saturday Night Live, very anti-white.
Chappelle was the host this week? Yeah. Oh, I missed it. Hey, SNL's making a comeback. I don't know about, a lot of people aren't all that happy about Jim Carrey's Biden, but.
Yeah, no one wants to see him for 4 years.
It's actually a really good imitation, but he turns it into the mask. He does all this goofy Jim Carrey stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, guy sounds just like him, but he acts like a dork. Like a huge, like, hey, stop doing one of your characters, Jim. Do the imitation.
Five biggest disappointments from this weekend, from NFL yesterday.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady's one for sure.
Did Cliff catch some heat?
Cliff caught some heat. Cliff.
What did Cliff catch it for?
So they said no reason, no clear reason. He doesn't seem to trust Kyler Murray. With 5:20 left in the fourth, Kingsbury opted to go for a four down fourth and one at the Miami 40. Instead of giving the ball to Murray, he tried to run the ball with Chase Edmonds. Now, earlier on a fourth and one, he ran Kyler Murray.
Yeah, on two consecutive plays.
I don't know how you stop that option with Kyler Murray.
You don't. The Dolphins had no answer. He, on one, in the fourth quarter, he ran with Chase Edmonds, which seemed like a mistake because in the game, he had like 24 carries for 80 yards. He did not have a good game, and he still gave him the ball. Actually, I think it was even less than 80 yards. And then the other one, it was a third down. It was just a bad throw by Kyler. On the one that led to the missed field goal,
yes.
Kyler just dirted that ball.
Well, but again, he's got fourth and one in that situation after he picked up the fourth and one earlier with Kyler Murray. I'm like, why are you going for a field goal? Go try to win the football game.
And it's funny because you could have posed that question to Brian Flores. It was third. Tua made a throw to get to third and one, and it set up a 50-yard field goal, and Flores didn't go for it either. Now, his kicker's been perfect all year. He made it to go up by three, and Cliff made the same decision to kick, and his kicker was short from 49.
Yeah, but his kicker also misses in the biggest situations.
Yeah, his kicker missed one last week over the last time they played against Seattle, then made one. But he went to him again. And he did not make it. He came up short.
He caught it. Who else you think caught it?
Who was bad? Did Seattle defense get
Seattle's some? Pass defense caught it. Mm-hmm. 386 passing yards.
Russell didn't?
Russell turned the ball over four times. He unacceptable. But yep. but he still, he still put up points. And, no, he made some bad. He definitely made some bad decisions.
They say
no
Pat
question.
Mahomes is all of a sudden. I told you I thought Tom Brady was a sneaky good proposition for at plus 750 for MVP.
Oh, I think Pat Mahomes is the favorite now.
And now it went from Russell was a clear favorite to it's Russell and Pat Mahomes because Russell had, this is two big turnover games for him now. And Tom Brady eliminated himself.
Yep.
But now here's Pat Mahomes just like, hey, guys.
Oh, you mean the 25 touchdowns, the one interception,
yeah,
Pat Mahomes?
Me firing off another four touchdowns today. Yep. Take care.
And yet, there's something off about him.
Well, him or the defense?
No, the defense, absolutely. But the offense struggled in the first half. They scuffled.
Yeah, but when you wind up
it
with
is
30
the Panthers,
you wind up with 30 plus points. People are going to look past some of that. Man, 25 TDs, one pick.
The Bears' offense caught it. The 56 rushing yards.
The Bears' offense should catch it every week. A disappointment doesn't make any sense. We know what the Bears' offense is. Why would you be disappointed in them?
Yeah, I'm not disappointed. Disappointed is when you're like, oh, I was expecting more. I would say maybe it'd be rough, but maybe Pittsburgh offense or Colts running game.
That Colts game, they're up 7-0 driving, and Jonathan Taylor fumbled the football again, which he did in college too. Turned that entire game around. They returned it for a touchdown. That's where Phillip Rivers fell down.
Yeah, it was. Ooh, that was. I'm glad to Big Philly call today.
Because
my throat hurts. No, that's just a jerk move by Big Philly. I don't think there's any.
He fell down trying to run back. Like, there was no chance he was going to make a play.
No,
he fell down backwards and
and was like on his back like a turtle as the guy was hopping over him to go score.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but how about Tennessee's rushing offense? 31 carries, 91 yards.
What happened to Derrick Henry in that rushing game?
Well, he still led the league going into the game.
Well,
they played the Bears, too.
Yeah. It was the Bears.
It was the Bears. But he 21 rushes for 68 yards. He did have one 26-yarder, but other than that, man, they held him in check. Man, that Bears defense is good enough to win a championship.
We talked about this before. We talked about players who need to get traded. I was putting up Matt Ryan so the Falcons could be in the running for Trevor Lawrence. Maybe they'll just be in the running for Justin Fields or Zach Wilson or something like that instead. But they need a guy. The Bears need Matt Ryan would slide right in there.
Yep, he'd be perfect.
But they don't. They're going to run with now. They're 5-4
after being 5-1.
Yeah,
it's almost. And the last one was the Los Angeles Chargers. They just find a way to lose.
That's not disappointing. It's actually come to – it's expected. And I like to look at the Chargers to see how they're going to lose another game.
They could be – they could have 5 wins right now.
Yeah.
At least it could have 5 wins easily.
And the
right
game
now.
And one of the wins they have, they probably shouldn't. If it wasn't for Randy Bullock, the Bengals may have won that game. Actually, first it was an A.J. Green push-off that would have won the game for the Bengals. They called a pass interference, and then Bullock missed a kick that would have sent it to overtime. They found a way to win a game where they shouldn't have
right.
won.
And then since then?
It's been back to being the Chargers.
Yeah, just find a way to lose. 10-14 ESPN, 97.5. I know what I had when I was watching all day. Went to Nixon and watched the games and went over to Luling's and watched some games. And cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. It's the world's most refreshing beer. It's Coors Light. It is the official beer of watching football. It could be... pretty sure it's going to be the official beer watching tonight's game. If I watch tonight's game, it could be the official beer of not watching tonight's game.
Maybe it's official beer watching an episode of Queen's Gambit.
Right. Well, it's already. You already finished?
Okay.
Yeah, we did that. That's been there, done that. But it was the official beer of watching Queen's Gambit as well. And if you're looking for the greatest, I'm telling you, the most refreshing beer that you'll find in the marketplace today. It's cold, clean, crisp, refreshing, Coors Light. Climb on, brother. It's got the low calories. It is refreshing for when you're out there in this heat, in this humidity, and you want to be refreshed by your beer as opposed to the motor oil that a lot of these beers are. We ain't doing that. What we're doing is cold, clean, crisp, refreshing, the official beer of everything you do, Coors Light.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads. Or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it before, you know, I appreciate the sentiment and everything. I probably should have done this 3 or 4 years ago, so it's not necessarily... you know, it's a big deal, but it's, to me, it's past due. So,
But like I told the guys in there, you know, anytime a personal achievement in this game is accomplished, it's because of many, many people. It's never just one person. This is the ultimate team game. So it's all my teammates, you know, linebackers and DBs covering, D linemen helping push a pocket, you know, offense putting teams in tough situations where you get to rush the passer in the fourth quarter. All that stuff comes together, all the people behind the scenes helping you out. So it's a team sport. And while it's me who got to the 100 today, there's a whole lot of people who had a hand in that. So I'm thankful to all them.
That's JJ talking about his 100 sacks. Yeah, he kind of feels like this is kind of, I guess it's bittersweet. I mean, he should have done it a long time ago. But when you miss four seasons, you miss half of them, you miss two full seasons and an injured reserve, then you're not going to get your numbers that you should have. He's not going to compete with the all times as far as sacks goes because of all the time he missed.
Yeah, and I was thinking about when he was talking about his initial introduction to Houston, at least for us. I mean, we're kind of glib about JJ because, you know, he's so saccharine and he's Captain America or whatever. But and now he's going through an awful year and the Texans he's been better than most of the teams he's been on. But remember, when he was introduced, you were at a bar, our sports bar, doing the show. And we were doing a draft show when we still did those things. And you had the mic during a break. And you got people's reactions, and it was resoundingly booed.
Booed.
Because didn't we want Nick Fairley at the time? Isn't that the guy everyone wanted?
Was that it? I
think so. I think, although Nick Fairley might have went one spot ahead, but the talk was, because he was on that Auburn national title team, Nick Fairley. He was the dominant force on that defense, so a lot of people thought, yeah, get a defender, but get Nick Fairley. J.J. Watt was booed loudly in that bar.
Yeah.
And clearly, Texans made the right pick. And I think Nick Fairley might have went one spot ahead, I think.
But don't forget, we also went on quite the run of defensive linemen with our first pick. From Travis Johnson in 05, Mario Williams, to Amobi Okoye. And then we picked up Connor Barwin in the second. We also got, who was the dude that we sent to, that went to Atlanta? Brooks Reed. Brooks Reed and J.J. Watt were in the same draft, so there's two guys. Yeah. Oh, well, he's a linebacker.
Yeah, and a correction, Nick Fairley went a couple spots after at 13. But I do think all the talk was about getting an interior lineman, and Fairley had the hype of being on the Auburn team. But I think a lot of people thought the Texans were going there, even if they weren't happy with it. That just felt like what was needed. I don't remember how the year went in 2010. Clearly went poorly. You were drafting in the top 11, I think, at the time. I just remember it didn't start off great. And remember, his first time to the Texans in those practices, he had the elbow injury.
Yep.
He had the brace. So people were like, oh, dude's got a brace on. How many games is he going to miss? Barely took snaps in that offseason, getting ready for the season. And he's been, what, the best Texan ever? Is that what we're placing him? That's what we're placing
yeah.
him?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even know that's arguable. Andre doesn't have the accolades that he has.
And that's more about
the guys that were throwing.
Who the quarterback was more than anything else.
Yeah. Did you see the reaction by D-Hop when he was on some podcast and the dude was reading off all the quarterbacks that had been throwing to him?
Yeah, before he got to Deshaun.
And D-Hop had his hand. He was just laughing.
We remember, get him the F out of here.
Yeah.
Was that about Hoyer?
Was that Hoyer or was that Savage?
I think it was Hoyer.
Yeah.
It was, get him out of here.
Just pitiful. Well, and that's what DeAndre, I mean, and let's face it, a wide receiver needs a quarterback,
yeah,
whereas JJ could do it all on his own.
Yeah, he can go make plays.
And JJ's going to make plays. So JJ has 100 sacks. Bruce Smith had 200.
Yeah, Bruce Smith always played. It was always around.
So there's zero chance. I mean, there's a lot of guys in here that are not J.J. Watt that, you know, are going to end up ahead of J.J. as far as sacks goes. But, yeah, you know, J.J. had the injuries.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the list. You got the Hall of Famers in Smith, White, Reggie, Kevin Green, and then Julius Peppers will eventually get there.
Chris Dolman. Michael Strahan.
I mean, you go down the list, you're going to get big time.
Well, they are. Look at him. Dolman's a Hall of Famer, right? I'm pretty sure he is.
I think so.
Strahan's a Hall of Famer. Jason Taylor's a Hall of Famer. I don't know if Suggs will be. DeMarcus Ware won't be. Richard Dent's a Hall of Famer. John Randall's a Hall of Famer. Jared Allen.
You don't think DeMarcus Ware will make the Hall of Fame? He's got a Super Bowl on his resume. He finally won one with Denver, I think. On the other side of Von Miller.
Did Kevin Green make it?
I think so. I think
Kevin Green might be a Hall of Famer.
I think I remember
too.
Turning the channel.
All these guys are Hall of Famers.
Yeah, you get that. You get up to those numbers.
Yeah.
But Chris Dolman, not a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Not a Hall of Famer.
Allen says Miles Garrett might get 100 sacks on Sunday. Oh, God.
Oh, Chris Dolman, rest in peace, died early this year.
Did he?
Yeah, he died.
R.I.P. Chris Dolman.
Yes.
I didn't know about that. 713-780-3776 if you would like to get in here on ESPN. Dell, there's some college games we haven't gone over yet.
True.
I mean, I'm sure you were.
Yeah, I was locked in.
You were locked.
Started
totally
Friday night as De'Aaron King needed to save Miami's
were
ass.
Were you surprised at all at the ass-whooping BYU put on Boise?
I was surprised because you just had the impression on Friday night that Boise would be ready, but then they lost their starting quarterback early in the game. Now, that doesn't speak to their defense, but they lost. Actually, it wasn't even their starter. They lost their backup quarterback who was starting the game. Jack Sears, who I think is a USC transfer. They had to go to their third string freshman, and then it was just over.
Yeah.
So that game turned really early because BYU wasn't threatened by Boise State's offense.
It sure would be interesting to see if the non-Power Five, the Group of Five, could have a championship game.
See, the deal is BYU, as that particular hypothetical, BYU's hurt by something. They're not considered a Group of Five school because they're an independent. So they don't qualify for the automatic berth.
Oh, that's true.
They can only go as an at-large. So
that's true.
They would have to be just so appealing that one of the bowls takes them. So that's going to be their problem.
And a lot of bowls are just tied to conferences too.
Yeah, but even the at-larges are like, because they have a space for the non-Power Five, the Group of Five top team, which currently is Cincinnati. But BYU could be sitting there, a top five team in the country. We'll see what the CFP rankings give them.
Won't BYU be a New Year's Day?
That's up to the bowls. Well, that's up to the CFP can rank them wherever they want, but they're not given a slot because they don't exist really. Like Notre Dame, I don't even know if Notre Dame's grandfathered into that. They might be. Actually,
it always says Power Five and Notre Dame.
Okay. BYU doesn't get that. And they don't get the Group of Five designation either. They're just a straight up independent. So they would have to be appealing enough to one of those bowls to take them. And is a bunch of Mormons coming to town that appealing? I don't know. They might. Would they travel in a pandemic
it's not great
era?
For your bowl.
Yeah. So BYU is going to have to be overwhelmingly attractive. So that kind of hurts them this year.
What about Nebraska? Clamoring for football. How much they love that Big Ten is screwing them. They want to play a game.
They even tried to get a non-conference game because Wisconsin had to dip out.
And they're 0-2 and losing to Northwestern.
Now, Northwestern.
At Northwestern.
Now, Northwestern's 3-0, so apparently they're not a bad team. They have Peyton Ramsey, the transfer from Indiana, who saw the writing on the wall with Michael Penix, so he transferred. But, yeah, and now they have a – they're not sure about their quarterback play again. It's been a rough one for Scott Frost. And I don't know what you do because who do you recruit? You're not – your recruiting base is not going to be Nebraska. There's not enough players there. They've tried to recruit Florida, and they've lost – those guys have transferred back to Florida schools within a month of being in Nebraska because, you know – Florida kids in Nebraska. But Scott Frost has tried to use the UCF formula of getting kids who may have not been good enough or at least considered good enough to go to the Big Three in Florida and bring them to town. And he's had success securing some of those kids. And then the kids go like, nah, it's Nebraska. I don't want to be here.
It's funny. Scott Frost reminds me a lot of the Jim Harbaugh situation. They want him to succeed.
So badly.
He's one of theirs. A quarterback that they brought back that had success at the college level. A lot of success.
At places that aren't – well, Stanford's been okay, but at places they had to build from the ground up.
Right.
and it hasn't worked.
It just hasn't worked. And so it's going to be awfully difficult. It's going, even with this start, I guess this is it for Harbaugh. Somebody asked, what about Harbaugh to the Texans?
If he wanted an NFL job, why wouldn't you do it?
Why wouldn't you?
Why, like, if Harbaugh said, I want this job, what would be the reasons you wouldn't
take
it?
Because he had so much success at San Francisco.
No, I mean, why wouldn't you take it?
Right.
I don't see a reason why you wouldn't immediately make that hire.
Right. Right. I mean, name somebody out there that's going to be
accomplished.
Better.
Now, people would say, what has Harbaugh been since Greg Roman, since they departed?
Well, Greg Roman's pretty good with an athletic quarterback, isn't he?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you could, maybe you hire Greg Roman instead.
I don't know about Greg Roman being the CEO.
Yeah, you kind of winced at when we talked about it before, because you kind of he didn't give off that impression.
He's perfect in his role now.
Yeah, if you don't know, Greg Roman was part of a Texans coaching staff at one point, very early in his career, and I don't know. Maybe he's just good as an offensive coordinator. But I imagine you can't take a lateral move to come here to do that, so it would have to be the head coach. So maybe he has to be an OC for the rest of his career.
Yep. All right. 713-780-3776. Got another segment before we hit News of the Weird. 713-780-3776. Come on.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. What up, buddy? Lazy J wants to talk about his Cowboys. What do you say, Lazy J?
Good morning, fellas. Damn, I know I want to talk about my Cowboys, but y'all got to get together on that wait time. Goodness gracious.
You complaining?
We could hang up on you if you'd like.
What you talking about? You complaining over there? You calling to complain?
Hey, Dale. Don't be the Josh Ennis now. 2.0. Come on now.
You didn't insult me or whatever, but we could just. I just don't like you, so I could just hang up on you.
Did you throw any hands?
Yeah, I heard you call me a bum last week. Yeah. You're a bum too.
I don't so call you. Good. John calls you white. You have a problem with that?
You know he is. White.
Whatever you say, John is the goat. So John
says. Hey, Lazy J,
you throw hands with anybody this weekend, Lazy J?
So does LeBron? Are you? So who has their stuff in your mouth more, LeBron or John? Because apparently
John's the GOAT, so I can't say nothing.
Soft ass.
Hey, John is more black than you, Dale, but we're not going to get into that.
Ooh, that's true.
John's more black than you, apparently, and you're just accepting it. Now go ahead with your trash-ass Cowboys.
But no, I want to talk about the Cowboys. I know I'm going to be a homer about it. Officiating was horrible in that fourth quarter. Amari Cooper got held in the end zone when they intercepted that pass. We probably still wouldn't have won a game, but, I mean, they at least got to give us a chance. What's your guys' thoughts on Jalen Smith, man? I think he's done with Cowboys, man. Every game this year, he's giving up big plays or stupid penalties. And do you see us maybe drafting a left tackle in the first round? I know Zerline is gone, but, you know, you think we should get either Justin Fields or we should go with a left tackle? I mean, Tyron Smith can't stay healthy to save his life. We need a guard, too. Left guard, Connor Williams is horrible. I'm a big UT fan, but he's got to go also. So, Dale, what's your thoughts, man? I know you're the college podcast king, man. What you think? I hang up and listen. Love the show.
Well, the question is, do the Cowboys believe in Dak Prescott? Then we can remove Justin Fields from the equation.
Well,
are they going to sign Dak Prescott?
To me, if they've got a shot at Justin Fields, you take Justin Fields.
That's the course I think I'd probably take. But if the Cowboys are going to sign Dak Prescott, then you have the opportunity possibly to trade your pick, which would be in the range of Fields, for multiple first rounders. Because there's a couple teams with two first round picks. The unfortunate thing for the Cowboys are they're both awful. So the Jets are already ahead of them. They don't need the pick. And I think the Jags are right there, too. The Jags have a couple first-rounders, too. So that's the problem. You got teams who don't need to really move up in the draft for a quarterback. So you would have to get a pick next year to make it worth your while. I would probably take Justin Fields if I had the opportunity, as opposed to paying Dak and then.
Yeah, I mean, you get him cheaper, way cheaper. Plus, are you still sure? I mean, with Dak, you were a bad football team. Without Dak, I mean, with Justin Fields, you're going to be. I mean, I don't know that there's a noticeable difference in the two.
Well, yeah, I mean, Dak is under, despite we might have a higher opinion of Deshaun here than we do of Dak, but they're practically the same team. You have a quarterback who's good enough, but your team around him is so bad he can't even elevate them. Like Deshaun, we can get into the intricacies of some of his yards and when they come and if they're in competitive situations, but he's a competent, a good quarterback, and the team still sucks. And the Cowboys are the same way. Dak is good enough for them to be much better than they are, and that team, that roster is awful.
Well, they got weapons. Holy crap.
Yeah, but their defense is so bad, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and their line is also questionable.
And they can't run the football. One of their weapons is an overpaid running back who's probably suffering from COVID effects.
Well, you can make all the excuses you want, or you just you gagged that one.
What do you mean gagged it?
You paid money to a guy who doesn't affect winning.
Well, sure, but running backs are across the league do that, unless you're Dalvin Cook. I think he's the only one I would point to. Maybe Alvin Kamara. But
Zeke, absolutely.
But Zeke was a better player before. So it's not like we haven't seen Zeke be great. It's not like he's great and the Cowboys are losing. He's been bad and the Cowboys are losing. So I don't know what it is with him. Maybe it's just simply the line not being as good as it was before. But Pollard has been more efficient running the football with that same line.
Yeah.
And
he doesn't fumble on top of it.
So you have one of your weapons you're paying a lot of money to is playing well below his contract. And not just that, he's harming your ability to win games by fumbling the football. So yeah,
he's just bad this year.
Yeah, so, I mean,
do you think he'll be better next year after he bounces back from COVID?
Look, we don't know exactly what's going on with him, but I can't imagine that he talked about it, how he had trouble getting back to what he was. So I would imagine a year off, not a year off, but a year away from it. But Lazy J rolled it out there. It's not just Zeke. It's left tackle. It's the guard position. The Cowboys, that line that was so touted when Zeke was starting, it's not the same. Not even close.
No.
But that's enough talk about the Cowboys. I feel like we've done enough.
Man.
But to answer your question, I would take Justin Fields if I had the opportunity. And if I'm not in that position, then maybe I would consider a tackle. Because there are too many bad teams looking for quarterbacks.
They have too many. You know what? If they did have a top pick and Justin Fields was there, you take picks. Or you possibly take picks. As opposed to Justin Fields, you take picks to bulls because you got a lot of holes.
Yeah, because Justin Fields, now the money is one of the big issue, but is Justin Fields going to be so much better than Dak that he's going to raise their level immediately when you look at the holes in that roster? Right now, teams with multiple first-round picks, like I said, it's the Miami, but they're not going to trade with you. They don't need it. Who else? The Jets, once again, don't need it. Don't need your picks to draft the quarterback. And the Jags, the other team, don't need your picks to draft the quarterback. So the Cowboys would need picks in 2022 to make it worth their while.
Yeah, yep, yep. Back to college. Did you watch how much of the Cincinnati U of H games did you watch?
I didn't see much. It was competing with Georgia, Florida. I saw some bits and pieces, and it was just Cincinnati running the football.
Yeah. I didn't think, actually, if you want to know the truth, I didn't think U of H looked all that bad. But the score wasn't great. But actually, they were holding them until the end of the first half, and then the second half
Houston has played two top 10 football teams. The one that should, now the BYU game, you were leading by two scores going into the fourth quarter, so that should annoy you, particularly how that game finished when you weren't even competitive. But the one that should be really upsetting is the UCF game. The other two, you're playing top 10 teams. You're playing really good teams in your second year of a program trying to build it back up. The UCF one at home is the one I'd be really bothered by.
That was bad. Clayton Toon he's not having a good season.
No.
He's not having the season Dana thought he was going to have.
No.
And I keep asking him about Clayton Toon and blah, blah, blah. And he's his guy. But here's the deal, is he's got him for two more years after this.
Well, and I don't know how quarterback recruiting's gone for him, but he might have to look into a transfer.
Pretty well. He's got the St. Thomas kid who is committed.
But is he willing to wait? Is that St. Thomas kid ready to play next year, or is he willing to wait on Tune, or does he need to go into the transfer market and find a guy to change this around? Because if depending how this year turns out, you're going into another year. I don't look at it as a bad decision to, you know, redshirt some guys to build up some depth from last year. But what did that year finish? What, 4-8, 5-7? How did they finish last year?
They're 4-8, I think.
So if it doesn't turn around this year, now you're looking at back-to-back under 500 seasons. Maybe you need to find a ready-made quarterback as opposed to waiting on Tune or the freshman to come in.
It's the quickest way to get better. They got USF this week, 2 o'clock.
That should be a win.
That should be a win. At SMU, that'll be tough. Tulsa comes in.
Tough.
And then at Memphis.
Yeah, it ain't going to be easy. And by the way, USF should have beat Memphis. They were up by 13 with about maybe less, just under 3 minutes to go, and Memphis found a way to win. It was kind of like what USC did to Arizona State. So USF, not good, but they put up a good performance in their last game. So I don't know if Houston could take anything for granted.
SMU bounced back.
Yeah.
Tulsa's tough.
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
Yeah.
And how many games are on Houston's schedule? Is it 8 right now? Because they had a lot of games canceled.
I don't 9. Know if
they've been made up. 9? Okay.
Yeah.
So what are they, 2-3, 5 games?
2-3.
They got to go 3-2 at a minimum to stay above 500?
Well, they got 4 games left.
Okay, yeah, they played 5.
Right.
So they need to go 3-1.
3-1.
That's going to be rough.
Yep. Going to be tough. No question about it. We'll see if they can't do it. He's got to start this week. I think they're better than they've shown this year. I really do.
We've seen glimpses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a reference back to BYU. No other team has been up by 2 scores on BYU yet. And they had that going into the fourth quarter. That's the one, if you still believe in this season, you think to yourself, look, at our best, we can play. You just got to find that more consistently.
Right. All right, News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't you go anywhere.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
A Brazilian doctor is going viral, Del. Apparently he was going to get married. She got cold feet, left him at the altar. So what did he do? He stood in front of a mirror and made vows to himself, and he married himself. And in it, he said, happiness doesn't depend on marriage.
Then why did he marry himself?
Well, marriage with a woman, with someone else. So do you agree with that or disagree with that?
Well, his initial state, the initial thing I heard from you, from what he said, yes, I agree. Happiness doesn't depend on marriage. But then marrying
actually yourself, it's hindered by marriage, you would say, wouldn't you?
I would say you're hindered, ruining, whatever, however you want to use the words. Words are great. You can use many different ones. I would say marrying yourself seems like a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're going to grow to hate yourself, because that's what happens when you get married. You hate the person you marry.
Yeah.
The first time, not the second time.
The second time. The first time.
If he divorced himself and then married himself again, he'd be much happier.
Well, or married another person. That'd be great.
Maybe he wants to be consistent.
Maybe you've done this. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I mean, that's where my daughter lives. I hope she doesn't run into this guy. He's facing an indecency charge. Allegedly taking a sex toy.
Oof.
That relates to a female's mouth.
Okay.
And in the store, he decided to try it out, take it for a test drive. Do you think that you should be able to test drive the before you take it home?
What happens to it if you decide not to buy it? Because they're not, they can't just repack.
Clean it up?
See, that's the thing. I would buy it with the car because the car is not adversely affected by you test driving it unless you wreck it. If you test drive a sex toy in the way it's meant to be used, you're ruining it. No test driving of sex toys. Sorry. If
you don't think you should be able to.
Because it likely eliminates it being repackaged and sold to someone else.
Well, do you think that you've ever... Well, then, so apparently every woman that has actually ever had any relations, then you're out on them?
Huh. But I don't consider women sex toys. So, no.
Don't you?
No, I don't.
Don't you, though?
Actually, I will... No, I don't. I'm not taking that. You're not putting that on me.
Don't you, though?
No, I have never looked at a woman and go, wow, that's a sex toy. No, that's not my deal. Their value does not reside in just their genitals. That's not what I believe at all.
So, yeah, there should be some demo models, no? But I don't think you should do it in the middle of the store, though, Chris.
Would you want a demo model?
Yeah,
because that means someone else has used it.
No, well, it's not like everybody you're going with is a virgin there, Del.
That's different. Because you know what?
Wash up.
I'm not. Forget it. Just move on. I don't want to do
another it. Day, another allegation of an airline passenger peeing where he isn't supposed to. We had the story last week about the pastor who got accused of peeing on the woman next to him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently this airline passenger, was threatening to urinate on a crew member, but instead urinated on the locked restroom door. Do you think that you should wait and urinate in the bathroom or just go ahead and urinate on the door?
See, the initial response is, of course, you just wait until the door is open. But what did that crew member say? Did they disrespect this person? Because I don't tolerate disrespect, John. And when I get disrespected, my initial response is I'm going to pee on your personal property.
Well, apparently, this 34-year-old who was traveling with his son reportedly became abusive towards staff after his son was accused of eating one of the crew members' meals.
How did the son get? How old is this kid? And how did they get access to the crew members' meal?
Well, actually, the son was 34.
Oh, okay.
The dad was 57.
I was about to say, how did he have a child eating the crew members' meal? So what did it do? What did this guy do? Just walk to where one of the crew members was sitting and grab the meal off the table or the tray? I need more context.
Well, when the plane landed, Tooth reportedly told would not remain in his seat, claiming he wanted to use the plane's restroom. He responded to a flight attendant by asking, "Shall I pee on you?"
Oof.
And then once the plane came to a standstill, he just decided to pee on the door. There's a lot of urinating going on.
You remember when flying on a plane was this special event? I remember as a kid, like flying on a plane was cool. It was like you rarely did it. It was expensive. So when you did it, it was an awesome thing to do unless you have issues with flying. It wasn't just, hey, man, the flight attendant crossed me. I'm going to pee on them. I'm going to threaten to pee on them.
Right.
Flight travel used to be classy. Not anymore.
No. Nothing's classy anymore.
No.
So where are you on is lettuce a must on your burger?
Not really, no.
Well, it is for this guy. Apparently he was at a Checkers in Tampa, and he was none too pleased. He began threatening all the employees because they ran out of lettuce for his burger.
It's Checkers. The lettuce is probably going to detract from the burger. You're not getting crisp lettuce at Checkers.
That's old.
Yeah, what are you doing? Why do you care? He needed crisp iceberg lettuce on his burger or whatever Checkers serves?
Apparently. A woman was arrested in Dallas, Georgia. I didn't know there was a Dallas, Georgia. After she allegedly tried to convince restaurant workers that she was an FBI agent and she should get free food. Have you ever posed as an FBI agent? to get free food
because I didn't
at Chick-fil-A. What if it was a spicy chick, a free spicy chicken sandwich?
And they're offering.
Would you lie to get it for free?
If I knew they're offering it to law enforcement officials,
right?
No, it costs under $5. I'm not going to impersonate a law enforcement official to get a free chicken sandwich. It doesn't cost that much.
She doesn't really look like an FBI agent to me.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You see her?
Oof.
I'm pretty sure she's not.
Yes, they have a look, and that's not the look.
That's not it.
No.
That's not it.
Maybe she could have pretended to be, I don't know, a Walmart worker, and that would have given her, I don't know. She shot too high.
Joe Biden is becoming famous.
Becoming famous?
Yeah. He is the mayor of a small Japanese town.
They elected Joe Biden the mayor?
J-O-B-A-I-D-E-N.
Oh, that's different.
Now he's, all of a sudden, he's become quite the sensation. It's phonetically pronounced the same way.
So we have two Joe Bidens rising to the highest office that they could?
Yeah.
It's a good time to be Joe Biden.
It is a good time. Do you feel like you should change your name to Joe Biden at any point?
I mean, all Joe Bidens do is win.
That's all they do.
Would it rid me of you and Lance if I changed my name?
Yes. Well, yes.
You should have said so at first.
33% of young Americans say they've never seen a cow in person. They've never lived in Texas.
I live in California and seen a cow in person because we used to go to petting zoos all the time as a farm as a field trip.
Do you like to pet cows?
No, they smell. But I've milked a cow as a kid.
They're rough too, right?
Depending on the cow you run into. How do you not know? How have you never seen a cow in person? I guess it's not a thing anymore. To be honest, if I didn't go on field trips before I moved to Texas, I would have never seen a cow in person. So I guess if you live in a city, when have you seen a cow in person?
So you had never seen one in California?
I have. What I'm saying is, if I hadn't gone on those field trips living in the city, when would I have ever seen a cow in person?
Well, when I moved here, 93, there were cows on Richmond.
Well, it's Texas.
At Derry Ashford.
Well,
there was a giant ranch at Richmond and Derry Ashford.
Well, I saw them here probably within the first month of when we moved here. But in California, they're just not roaming around. So I could see if you grew up in like Philly, when would you see a cow in person? They don't have cows at zoos.
No.
So unless you went to a farm, I guess it
seems like a big number though, 33%. Of course, that's all city people, like you said. Yeah. A drug suspect showed symptoms of COVID. He was being transported. And what did he do? He took off his mask and he coughed in the officer's face while he was cleaning up, jumped out of the truck, and ran away, and they couldn't catch him.
Well,
is this a great way now to escape? Is to cough in people's faces?
There are a couple of things I've never understood. Even as a kid, I always thought to myself, if you're in a high-speed chase, zoom into a mall parking lot or a covered parking lot and try to disappear. The other one is this now. Like, no one wants to deal with a COVID-positive person. If you're a police officer, you got a hard job as it is. Someone coughs in your face, you want to go chase them down if you know they
potentially have
COVID? Nah. Look, I'm not saying you should, but if you do, it's ingenious.
I think next time you get pulled over, you should just start coughing in the cop's face.
It's not going to matter.
Right?
It ain't going to matter for me.
Oh, no. They'll beat your ass.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, let's let this guy get away. He coughed in our face. That's not going to work.
That ain't going to work.
Not for me.
10:56, we're done. Press box next right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.